Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
International icon Dua Lipa invited us to chat her new album. And I got to hang with my new besties, the boys. Nicki Nicole is on the cover of Billboard. And we go backstage with Bebe Rexha and Maren Morris. This is Billboard News for March 19th, and this may be the best episode ever. And I promise I don't say that every day. First off, yesterday, Ariana Grande topped the Billboard Hot 100 and did the sweetest post thanking her fans, saying, "Let's promise to keep going." Congrats, Ari. And we are all about the pop queens today. Yes, I sat with Dua Lipa.
How's this new era of Dua Lipa feeling?
It feels good. I mean, it feels, for lack of a better word, radically optimistic.
The date is May 3rd, and the project is Dua Lipa's Radical Optimism. And we had the sweetest chat with the pop star about the brand new album, Bad Dates, oh, and the Spice Girls.
The cover is kind of a juxtaposition, right? You're in this home water, the shark. So tell me the inspiration behind the cover art.
Throughout the whole record, there's this idea of chaos happening around and me trying to push through it in a way that feels authentic and honest to me. This is obviously an overly dramatic
we love drama.
Way to explain that, but I feel like it says radical optimism to me in the clearest sense of being in deep waters.
An authentic she's being. She says training season is over.
In a way, I had been on a couple of dates. A string of bad dates.
Oh no.
And I went into the studio and I was like, right, I'm done. I don't want to like meet anyone. Like training season is over. I'm done training up these boys. And what started off as a joke in the studio ended up being like training season became like the term that we stuck with.
And outside of those bad dates, we dug into the album's inspo, which is Britpop.
I grew up listening to so many different artists, and I think a lot of that is down to like the music my parents listened to, the music I listened to on the radio, Oasis and Portishead and Massive Attack and Primal Scream. And also being on tour for a whole year, I fell in love more with the songs and how they were performed live by the end of it, rather than how they were in the studio version. And so I wanted in the record to make this album more organic. Training season's
over. Well, you gave me a lot of research. I'm gonna go look up all those artists.
Okay, cool.
And but I was thinking about Spice Girls. My brain goes there when I think of British pop. What Spice Girl were you growing up?
Okay, so I always wanted to be Baby Spice.
Really?
Yeah, but
that's shocking, actually.
Yeah, but no one wanted to let me be Baby Spice because I wasn't blonde.
Oh.
It was like a playground hierarchy, I guess. It was like, all right, you gotta be posh.
You have to be.
You gotta be posh.
Well, hopefully one day you get to live your Baby Spice life.
Maybe one day, one Halloween, I get to be Baby Spice.
Well, now we're excited for Halloween, but even more ready for this new album. Stay tuned for our full interview. Keeping the lady love going, our brand new cover with Nicki Nicole is here, and our writer, Jessica Royce, has all the details. Hey, Jessica, we're so happy to have you here and happy you got to talk with Nicki Nicole. How was that?
It was amazing. I mean, she was going through a very bittersweet week, but she was in a great mood. I mean, the setting in Miami wasn't the best either. It was raining. We're like in the middle of a hurricane, but she was amazing. I mean, it was great.
And I mean, I think she just had her first show in Miami. I know she's been talking about going global. So what did she say?
Well, it was her first major show in Miami. She had already done Coachella the year prior, but she was a little bit nerve-wracking because she wasn't sure if there was an audience for her in Miami. But once she was there, she was surprised to see everybody with all sorts of flags from all parts of the country just singing her songs. So, I mean, I think that motivated her, and hopefully we see a U.S. tour, you know, on the horizons.
And I know you also talked to her about her collaboration. She's worked with Christina Aguilera, Becky G. So how was it to talk about that womanhood?
I love that Nicki Nicole collaborates with women. She's like a loyal girl's girl. That's the first thing I noticed. She says that the best thing about working with women in the studio that she doesn't get to do with men is that, you know, they could just kind of like chismear, kind of just gossip about things that are going on. They go through similar, you know, feelings, heartbreaks, and, you know, friendships and relationships. So she likes having that. And it's just easier when writing with women in the studio, she said.
And you talk about relationships and heartbreaks. As you said, she was going through a bit of a tough week.
She didn't say much, but she did say that, you know, she was healing that week thanks to her fans. You know, she didn't stop any shows. She had, you know, shows in Guatemala that week. She had the Miami show. And she was like, you know, it's very unprofessional of me to kind of just stop what's, you know, to kind of just stop my job, stop what I'm doing for personal things happening. So she kind of prioritizes her career, her fans, and she's very thankful for her fans' support throughout, you know, those tough times.
Sounds like it was a beautiful chat. What was your final takeaway from speaking with Nikki?
Well, we took a shot together, I might say.
Jealous!
That was fun.
Brindar por la primera vez en Miami y por la primera etapa en
Yes, Nikki.
Dos.
Me perdieron. ¡Ay, Dios mío!
I see someone who's very, she's so young. I think she's like 23 or 24, something along that. But she's just very humble. She's very mature for her age. And she's just, she has her, you know, her priorities, you know, her priorities straight. Like she knows what she wants and she goes for it. And that's something that I really admired. And I love that about her. And she loves her fans. She, literally after every sentence, even though the question may not have been related to that, it always ended with like, my fans. I love my fans and I do anything for them.
Oh, that sounds like the best. Make sure next time you give me a call, I want to be there.
For the
Thanks
shot?
So much for the shot, obviously. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate you. And I told you this episode was fun. It's no lie, K-pop may be my favorite genre, so I had way too good of a time with this chat.
The atmosphere of the song, I feel like it fits really well with now it turning into spring very soon. And also the meaning behind like the music video and everything for Nectar is the saying goodbye to the past and saying hello to the future. So saying goodbye to our bittersweet memories is what I like to summarize it for.
And it's our title track.
Yeah, since it's our title track, I feel like it best displays that whole concept.
And Jacob, what was your favorite part of filming the Nectar video?
So it was actually filmed in Jeju-do.
Jeju Island.
I really enjoyed my drum scene. I have a drum scene and I just drummed all out.
Oh, 그런 게 있었어?
And it was...
He's finding out about this now.
Yeah, I was the last one to shoot that day, so members won't know. But there was like glitter all over the drums and I was just like drumming away and that was fun.
There's a running joke among like, I guess male K-pop idols about wearing school uniforms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because we're all like, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Our youngest.
23. So it's been a while since he's been
in high school.
Exactly.
And our oldest member is was born in 1996. Fans are always wondering until when are you guys gonna wear school uniforms?
Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that this music video might be our last.
I shouldn't say last.
We won't know
for a while.
For sure. A while.
Yeah, for a while for sure. Yeah.
For the full interview, head over to Billboard's YouTube.
The advice I would give my younger self is to, and I see it a lot of times because I've helped a lot of other artists, younger artists that are trying to make their way up. And I notice that everybody's always so antsy, you know, everybody feels like their time is running out. And I think that's something, especially for women, that's something that's been created in our heads to be like, oh, the clock is ticking. But when it's for other men and other artists, when they get older, it's hotter that they're sexy and they have gray hair. But, you know, I was nominated for a Grammy this year, and you know who won in that category? Kylie Minogue, who's 50, and she's still the queen of dance. So I feel like what I'm learning, and what I would tell my younger self is take a chill pill. It's gonna all work out. Age has nothing to do with it. It's all talent.
I'm Marin Morris, and these are five things you don't know about my music. I cannot record vocals drunk. The second any alcohol touches my lips, it sounds awful. So I don't know, I wish I could. I feel like I could be a looser singer if I had a few glasses of wine, but yeah, I overthink it. I get a lot of questions from people about how songs get written, how they start. There's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes I start with a title. Sometimes I start with a melody that I recorded in my voice app. And sometimes it's just a lyric idea, but I feel like that's kind of a fun thing, is that I never know how the song will begin. I wrote my song, The Bones, in about an hour, and then I think we had it recorded an hour later. So sometimes, not all the time, you get a really fast ditty, and you thank the song gods when that happens. One of my favorite venues is Red Rocks. You're outside, you're under the stars, you're in the elements, and it just is like a communal show. Get my musical inspiration, honestly, from conversations with friends. I feel like at this point they know if I stop or space out after they've said something, it's because I'm mining our conversation for lyric ideas. And not all the time, but they know when like Marin's not here anymore, and it's because I'm like thinking about how will I turn this into a song tomorrow. And those are five things you did not know.
And that's the show. Come back tomorrow for some advice from New Jeans and our hangout with Chief Keef. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.